This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Please be seated unless you want to come up and join the kids. You're welcome. So, every fourth Sunday, oh good, I'm glad you're coming up. Every fourth Sunday, you all can move up and she can come closer. We have a children's sermon. And so I try to make it a little bit more interesting. Here, you can face me. Come on up and sit here. So, it's really important. And you know what? The last time I gave the children's sermon, the adults liked it better than theirs. How sad is that? Yeah, you knew that, right? Okay, so today, when I look at our reading, it's got Elizabeth and it's got Mary. And yes, they are cousins. How many of you have cousins in the room? Everybody? Anybody? You love your cousins? Mine are in Australia, so I really love them, but I love them far away because they live over in Australia, in Oz. So we love our cousins, right? But I think Mary and Elizabeth are more than cousins. I think they're friends. How many in here have friends? How come some people aren't raising their hands? Do y'all have friends? Okay, well, what I would like to say to you is one of the most important things my mother taught me about life, that's the most important thing, is to have good friends. Let's see if the adults agree. Do the adults agree? And friends are great. In fact, there's a song I wanted to play, but apparently I don't have the license, so we can't play it, but maybe you can help me sing it. You've got a friend in me. Keep going. You've got a friend in me. That's it? From Toy Story, right? How many of you have seen? Oh, you know everything. That's awesome. How many of you have seen Toy Story? Good. So we like Toy Story, and that's all about friendships, right?
I've seen the first movie of Toy Story a million times.
A million times. That's really impressive. Well, I'm here to tell you that friends are very, very important. And one thing I have to say is that I've been reading a lot about friendship lately, and I'm going to tell the adults a little bit about a medieval scholar on friendship, but I'll do that after you all are dismissed. But the one I wanted to talk to you about is a woman that says, you need particular friends. And I wondered if you would go light this candle and then hand it back to me, right there. Somebody? Go over, light it, and then bring it back to me lit, please. Okay, so what this person, her name's Brené Brown, and what she says about things is that we have to have friends that light our candles and help us keep our candle lit. How many of you want to keep your candle lit? Because God says, let your light shine, right? Okay. Now, what she says is you don't want people who will do what? Exactly. Because they are really not your friends. And how could people blow out your candle? By being mean or hurting your feelings. So what we need to do is make sure we light each other's candles, right? Because we don't want to have somebody, okay, everybody blow it out. We don't want to have somebody blow it out. We want to keep our candle lit. So we need to have good friends. And I'm here to tell you that a lot of times adults will say, oh, well, I just met the love of my life. And they act like the love of their life is only one person. How many people in this room have more than one love of life? Absolutely. So we need to understand that through your life, you will meet people that will be your good friends for a while, and then they kind of move on. Something happens circumstantially. That means something happens like they move away, right? Or they die and go to God. But basically the most important thing is that you'll have all these different friends. Like Mother Mary Ellen met all these new friends here. I have a lot of new friends. And I work with them and I enjoy them. And they have to be honest with me, sometimes too honest with me. They are not supposed to blow my candle out, right? But on the other hand, I have to trust them and they have to trust me. So what I would like to do is see if each one of you could tell me what would be a characteristic or a quality of a really good friend. Go ahead.
I wasn't raising my hand for that.
What were you raising your hand for?
So about the candle, is the candle like your heart?
Yes, that's wonderful. The candle is our heart, absolutely, yes.
That they're nice to you and they also treat you very respectfully.
Very good. Do you know anything about friends? No? Do you know anything about friends?
If you don't know anything about friends,
that you can trust them?
Trust them, yes. You can even just say one word. One word?
That they're nice.
They're nice. Excellent.
They can play with you.
Yes, they're good playmates. Yes, very important with friends. We have to have good playmates. Yes?
They help you.
They help you when you need it, when you're sad or anything, right? Anything about friends?
They're kind to you.
They're kind to you.
They're helpful to you.
They're helpful to you. Yes?
They treat you with empathy.
They treat you with empathy. That's a good one. Let's see if the adults know anything about friends. We're going to come down and make them feel uncomfortable. What do you know about friends, Michael?
They support you however they can.
They support you however they can. Doris?
You can count on them.
You can count on them. Del?
I was going to say the same thing. We need them.
You need them. We need them. I'm still coming. I want to make more people nervous. What about friends?
Without them, you're really lost.
Without them, you're lost.
They treat us like a family.
They treat you like family, sometimes better than family. Anything about friends?
They comfort you.
They comfort you. This is getting really good.
A good friend will always have an open ear for you.
An open ear for you. Now everybody's sweating a little bit, right? I always can go to Bob.
They support you.
They support you. Dottie?
They love you.
They love you. Even with your warts and your problems, they still love us. Yes. Mr. Hank?
They're there in good times and bad times.
Good times and bad times.
Unconditional love.
Unconditional love. No, don't go to you. I'll go to Linda instead.
Okay. They listen carefully.
They listen to you. I'm coming back to the back row. Because, you know, back row people don't want to be got any attention, so.
They go out of your way for helping you out.
Yes, they will make themselves available even if they don't want to. All right, Wes, you have something to say, I'm sure. Because you're a really good friend, Wes. I've seen it.
I'm helpful.
You're helpful, isn't he? Yes. Okay, so we have all of these things about friends, and I think it's really, really important. Did you have something to add, Jan?
They accept you for who you are.
They accept you for who you are. Yes. Yes, they give good presents. That's good. Oh, that's a good one at this time of year, too. Okay, so you all can go back to your seats. I think you learned a lot about friends, and I'm going to talk to them about somebody that lived a long, long time ago. Oh, wait, come back. I forgot. I forgot the most important thing. No.
Chicken. What about the
I have friendship bracelets like Taylor Swift. I'm not Taylor Swift, but I have friendship bracelets.
Whoa.
Now you can all say, shake it off.
Shake it off.
Shake it off. Shake it off. No. Okay, very nice. And we all need to thank Ms. Tiller because Mrs. Tiller brought us the friendship bracelets. Okay, now you can sit down. Oh, okay. Thank you very much, and thank you. Ms. Tiller, would you like a friendship bracelet? Okay, you can pick your color. Okay, what I wanted to talk to you about, which I talked to the other, in my other sermons, because my other sermons don't have a children's part, is a couple of great people who lived, and one of them is called Alred of Rivaux, and he was a Cistercian abbot, and he wrote a book that people don't read anymore, and they should, called Spiritual Friendship. And what Alred said, he lived in England, it was 12th century, lots of warring going on, lots of disagreements. Sound familiar? And what he said was, we must have spiritual friends. We must have friends that we talk about God with. We must have friends that have this spiritual point. And it's very important that we have this and we become closer to God with these friends. Isn't that wonderful? So I would recommend him to you. And he cared deeply also about his sister, who was an anchoress. And I can talk about an anchoress some other time, because Julian of Norwich, for instance, was an anchoress. And they had a whole different kind of life that was dedicated to God. They would actually have a wedding ceremony and marry Jesus and then go off and be contemplatives and help people with their spiritual lives. So Alred was really interested in learning how to make people have better and more profound relationships. And those relationships were grounded in God. And if we think about being grounded in God, our relationships would be different, right? We wouldn't be hurtful. We would try to be more careful in our relationships. And I don't know why. I think it goes back to that unconditional love that Jeannie was talking about. But sometimes we're more hurtful with our families than anybody else. And I'm not sure why that is. So it's really important for us as we move into Christmas to realize, what does Jesus say? I give my life for my friends. You are my friends, the night before he says, before he dies. You are my friends, and I give you my life. I want you to think about that. Think about that. And I want you not to laugh at me when I say I have more than one best friend, because friends are so different, aren't they? And I have my husband, who is a fabulous friend, as well as a wonderful husband and spouse. But I also have friends. I still am best friends with my maid of honor. And it just, you have these people, you can collect them and keep them. But some of them move on. Some of them die. Some of them move to different places. But keep that memory in your heart. And know that you are loved and you are unique and you are the person God made you. And I was about to sing Carole King's song. And you know what? In the 5 o'clock, nobody knew it. Do you all know it? When you're down and you need, you all get A's. Awesome. Nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon, and brighten up. You just call out my name. David, choir members here. No, whenever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Okay, this is the end. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there. Yes, I will. You've got a friend. Amen. It's all yours, baby.